Chapter 8. Tom's Big Decision. The Bounty spent 6 months in Tahiti. Finally, the wind was in the right direction, and Captain Bligh decided to leave the island. The sailors did not want to go back to the ship because they had friends on the island now. Some of them even wanted to marry Tahitian girls. The ship sailed away from the island. The sailors did their work, but they were silent.
"What's wrong with the men?"
Captain Bligh asked Fletcher Christian one day.
"They're all right, sir,"
Fletcher told him.
"They just missed their friends on Tahiti."
Captain Bligh turned to Tom with a smile.
"A little navigation, Mr. Barnes?"
he suggested.
"We mustn't forget navigation."
He gave Tom the sextant. Tom looked at the sun. Then he wrote some numbers on a piece of paper. He showed the paper to Bligh.
"Well done,"
the captain said.
"You're learning, Mr. Barnes."
Tom remembered the words of the old sailor at the port.
"Learn everything you can."
He was very pleased with himself. Just then, one of the sailors came onto the deck. He stopped in front of Fletcher Christian and said a few words.
"What is it, Mr. Christian?"
Captain Bligh asked.
"What does the man want?"
"It's the chronometer, sir,"
Fletcher replied.
"It doesn't work."
"Doesn't work?"
shouted Bligh furiously.
"Why doesn't it work?"
"There's water in it,"
Fletcher told him.
"That's your responsibility,"
Captain Bligh told him.
"You're the worst officer on this ship."
Fletcher did not say anything, but he became red in the face. Captain Bligh was angry all that day. He did not speak to Fletcher at dinner that evening. Tom was sorry for his friend. In the middle of the night, when Tom was asleep, a man came into his cabin.
"Wake up,"
the man said quietly.
"Wake up, Tom."
Tom sat up suddenly. He looked around and saw Fletcher in the cabin.
"What is it? Is something wrong?"
he asked.
"Listen to me,"
Fletcher said very seriously.
"The sailors don't want to obey Captain Bligh. I'm going to be captain of the Bounty." "What do you mean?"
Tom asked, shocked.
"We're going to take the ship from Captain Bligh,"
Fletcher told him.
"But that's mutiny,"
Tom said.
"You can't do that, Fletcher."
"Don't argue with me, Tom,"
Fletcher said.
"There isn't much time. I just want to ask you one thing. Are you with me or with the captain?"
Tom thought hard. Fletcher was his friend. He was a good man, and he was kind to the sailors. But Bligh was the captain of the ship. Tom did not answer.
"You must tell me,"
Fletcher said.
"You must decide, Tom. It's the most important decision of your life."
Tom looked at his friend. Then he remembered his conversation with the old sailor at the port.
"And what's the second thing I must do?"
Tom asked him.
"That's easy,"
the old sailor replied.
"Obey your